compare going to a place that may be the most cost.
It's all about communication and concentration. Some coach fans always stress, it's going to be loud, we know it's going to be loud, so we just have to make sure everybody's on the same page. Because one guy goes the wrong way, the whole play he does.
But do you think playing at Iowa State, Minnesota, maybe help you at least get through some of those communication issues?
I mean, yeah, definitely a little bit. I mean, each environment's a little bit different, but at the same time, there's a certain level of loudness where you can't hear it from 2 feet, so it's just loud. It's hard to describe that.
What have you seen from their defense? They look pretty aggressive in the secondary as far as what they do. What are you kind of seeing from the tape you've been able to see so far?
I mean, like I said before, they're fast to get to the ball. They'll drop in the coverage, but then they're also playing man-on-man. And you just have to kind of distinguish between the two and understand what they're trying to do in every play. And then if everyone drops deep, just check it down, try to get a couple yards there. And sometimes shots might present themselves, so then you got to take them at times.
Michigan State was able to take the radio run. What have you learned? The ability to throw then that may work going into this week against another tough defense.
Just learn that each game is a little different. You're not always going to do exactly what you want to do. Obviously, we wanted to establish the run, and unfortunately, we didn't do that 2 weeks ago. But just understand that sometimes, hey, you might have to throw the ball for a short 4 yards. You might not be able to press it downfield as much. Or at the same time, if the running game is working, just roll without them.
Thanks, Jake.
No problem. Seen any weaknesses on Ohio State's defense?
I mean, it's hard to pinpoint weaknesses on defense. They've given up points, but every single defense has given up points. So, I mean, the goal is just to have more points than their offense at the end of the game.
If you did see any weaknesses, would you tell us?
If I did, I wouldn't.
Did you start looking at them early?
Yeah. You get a little head start. Obviously, last week you want to kind of get back ahead in school, catch up, or get a little bit ahead. And but at the same time, you still want to start looking at them slowly, but not too much, because then you're not really focusing on school.
But they've played a couple Big Ten games, obviously, two of the better teams in the league. What have you taken away from the way they competed against a Wisconsin or Northwestern, and how can that apply to you and how you prepare for them, because they're a little bit different styles?
Yeah, they stay after it, that's for sure. I've never seen their guys give up on plays, and they keep going, and they'll play the full four quarters, and, that means we're going to have to play the full four quarters if we want to come out with a win.
With just the history that you guys have, or that Iowa has against Ohio State, and the struggles, especially playing at Columbus, what would it mean to the program and to you personally to pull off this upset when not a lot of people are expecting it?
I think it's just we want to win the game, just like Ohio State does. They want to win the game too, and we can't be focusing on if it's an upset, if this expert thinks this or that one thinks that. You just have to focus on going out there, playing the best that we can, and laying it all on the field.
What do you guys have to do to execute better against Ohio State than you did against Michigan State?
I think it's just understanding that each play is a little different. Not thinking that the same thing is going to happen, and understanding a certain look, they might do one thing, but then the next time you see it, they might flip it on you, and just really everyone doing their job. All of us. I need to make the right checks, and our guys need to make the right blocks and the right routes. So,
are you starting to come up against more complex defenses than you did in the non-conference?
I wouldn't necessarily say more complex or less complex. Everyone has their complexities, and some guys will be very simple, but sometimes the simplicity is the hardest thing, because you know what they're going to do, but sometimes you still can't stop them.
Jake, for you personally, what's your favorite thing that comes with having a bye week?
Favorite thing? Just kind of being able to relax a little bit on Saturday. I'm a competitor. I love to play, and then sometimes you get your body that little extra recovery, and I think your body appreciates that at the end of the week.
With the bye coming at the halfway point, did you get a chance to go back and look at those first six games and kind of evaluate how far you've come?
Well, we do that every Sunday, so just kind of looking back at notes and seeing what I need to work on, and some that Coach Darius was really helpful with last week, saying, hey, we're going to fundamentals, let's work on these little things that we can do to get better.
You played in the horseshoe in high school, right?
Junior year, yeah.
What was that like?
It was pretty cool. It's cool being in a big-time college stadium. And obviously there weren't all the fans, but still just being in that environment, being in the locker room, it was really interesting.
Were you in the home locker room?
No, we're in the visitors' locker room. It was a cold shower after that.
That's how that probably works. Right?
Yeah, you kind of expect it.
Did you ever think in your wildest dreams that you would be playing there in a game worth 105,000 people?
I don't know. I mean, I never really gave it much thought. When you finally come to college, then you start thinking about it a little bit more. But,
right.
I mean, when I got the opportunity to come to a major D1 program, I was really thrilled. And then I might have started thinking about it a little bit, but at the same time focusing that, I mean, if you don't take care of what you have to today, it's never going to be there.
You guys go into these mega stadiums. I mean, there's Michigan. I think you were in Michigan last year. You go into these stadiums. There's 100 of you guys maybe, you know, have to travel. And then there's so much of that other color, you know, whatever stadium it is. Does that freak out a little bit? You don't seem like you freak out easily. But.
I wouldn't say it freaks you out. It's more that competitiveness, whatever you want to call it, that, I mean, there's people yelling at you saying, we don't like you, all that stuff. I mean, they use more colorful language. But, I mean, it gets you excited because you want to play well for your fans back at home that can't see you.
Is this game as simple as you guys being able to run? You know, how Michigan State took that away and changed the complexity of your, the whole complexion of your offense. Is it easy to say that? I mean, is that kind of what you guys have to do in this game?
I think we have to do well in all aspects. You know, offensively, running, passing. I mean, defense has to do a good job stopping them, and special teams. And Coach always stresses special teams. Special teams will be huge, and that's just it's another factor of the game. So, I mean, you can't really put it on one thing. It's just everyone and all of us playing as best as we can.
So it would really help if Iowa were able to run.
I mean, it helps if you can run. It helps if you can pass. I mean, that's
right. It's
kind of a given, though. Yeah.
You like the idea of going up against a team of this caliber where it's top five, has this long winning streak going in, and having the opportunity to end that?
It's not so much focusing on what they've done in the past, because they've obviously proven that they can play football. There's a reason they haven't lost a game
right.
this year. It's more just the competitiveness of playing another Big Ten opponent, playing another opponent that we've had some good games in the past, and just the opportunity to play a really good team that, you know, we all want to do really good and, I mean, hopefully come out with a win.
Now, growing up in Florida, how often did you watch Florida play, like when Urban Meyer was coaching them?
I'd watch occasionally. My brother went to school at Florida during that time, so I'd been to a game up there. So just, I mean, kind of seeing it because my brother, really.
Right. But does this Ohio State team, did they have a similar makeup from what you saw with Florida, like when Meyer coached them?
Offensively, I can see it because, I mean, when I was younger, I would look at the offense.
Right.
Just with Tim Tebow, he was
right.
there. And, I mean, Braxton Miller and Tim Tebow, they run similar things, I believe. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could be wrong. I mean, just from what I've seen on television,
right.
not so much film work, but I mean, they'll run the ball and they'll do some little fake run back pass, but I mean, that's what I had seen earlier at least.
Mm-hmm. What do you see defensively from them?
They're good. I mean, it's obvious they're fast, they get off the ball quick, DBs do a good job in coverage, and linemen really get after you, so I mean, we'll have our hands full and have to be ready for them.